Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Good Nanny Radio,
MGN Radio,
the best show on Blog Talk Radio for family information and entertainment. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, and welcome to MGN Radio. I am your host, Ms. Tossie, and today is March 2nd, and can you believe yesterday was Super Tuesday? And as you know, on the show yesterday, we were saying, go vote. So thanks to everyone that went out and exercised their right to vote. Well, today I'm super excited because, you know, we have the upcoming Dare to Aspire conference. You know, check out the number 2aspire.com. We have speakers, bloggers, vendors. It's amazing. We have one of our speakers that's going to be on joining us. And like I tell everyone, the show is 30 minutes and it flies by. So get your pen and paper, or if you're listening to the recording, just stay tuned because I know she's going to have a wealth of information. For those of you who might not have heard of MGN Radio, MGN Radio is the number one show on Blog Talk Radio for family information and entertainment. We interview celebrities, moms, dads, authors, business people, I think I've talked to like everybody that owns a business. So we're super excited and thank you so much. With over 30,000 listeners all across the world, we really do appreciate you tuning in. Okay, so let me give her fabulous MGN introduction, then I will connect her. Okay, so Mimi Johnson, she is a powerhouse celebrity makeup artist and business owner. She owns the Glamatory in Atlanta, which is a makeup store. She's worked on such shows as The Bravo's Real Housewives of Atlanta and VH1 Love and Hip Hop. And she's worked with many celebrities in the business. Her makeup is flawless. I love it. And she's going to be making me up for Dare to Aspire. I'm so excited. Her work has been featured in Essence, Sister to Sister, you know, numerous magazines and publications. And like I said earlier, she will be at Dare to Aspire 2016 in the ATL. She's a proud member of my illustrious sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And we're really, really excited because she also gives back and she mentors young girls. And she's a mom. So without further ado, let's connect Mimi J. Hold on.
Hi, Tossie.
Hi,
everybody.
Hey, Mimi.
Thank
yay,
you.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say thank you for the lovely introduction. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. I mean, you are a busy, busy woman, a mom, everything. Let's get started. So tell us just briefly about your background and how you got started in the makeup business.
Sure. I'll try to give the condensed version, and if anyone has further questions, I'm happy to expound. But I'm a Midwest girl to heart. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and I moved to Atlanta to attend Clark Atlanta University for college. I've always had a passion for art, so anything art moves me. So when I got here, I thought I wanted to be a fashion designer. But then my mom was like, you know what, you should probably change your major to something where you can get a job. So I quickly changed my major to marketing, which ended up helping in the long run. But I was always that friend that did my friend's makeup. So it was really a hobby that turned into, I guess, passion that turned into profit. I was working in corporate America for Accenture for years in technology and also in HR. But one trip to New York, I did one of my friend's makeup, and she was like, you know what, you're really good at this. You should be a makeup artist. And that was back in maybe 2007. And I was like, yeah, that's fun. So I just started doing it as a hobby. But that marketing background always stuck with me. So I knew to have my own website. I knew to have a business card. I knew to network. So I started building my brand that way, word of mouth and, you know, doing events and putting myself out there. And then things just started taking off. Word of mouth happened, and I got into TV and film. Atlanta started changing and becoming this small Hollywood. So that's how I got into TV and film. And then eventually, you know, I just opened my own store last May. It hasn't been a year yet, but I'm really excited about all the great things that are going on. It's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. And Mimi, you know, you gloss over, that's how I got into TV and film. But we know it's so hard work, such hard work. And I know a lot of people want to know, they're makeup artists, they're women out there. They're like, oh my, if I could just make up so-and-so. Like, could you share some, like, what you did or, you know, the events that occurred to you being able to be the makeup artist for, like, Love & Hip Hop and Real Housewives of Atlanta? Can you share any insight?
Absolutely. I'm a strong believer of your network and making the right connections. Because you could have great work and be a great makeup artist, but a lot of times it is who you know and your reputation. So I always, you know, wanted to make sure that my brand was consistent with my makeup style. You know, people normally gravitate towards me because I have more of a naturally pretty type of makeup style. So I try to make that consistent in, you know, my brand and who I am and what I'm putting up on my website and what I'm putting up on social media. So I think, you know, my first celebrity was Melissa Ford, actually, and it was through a photographer that I knew. Same thing happened with Kenya Moore. It was a photographer that I knew that reached out to me. Yeah. And same thing with Love & Hip Hop. I knew a girl working on set, and she, you know, referred me. So, you know, I would say for someone that is starting out, you know, work on your craft, of course, and try to perfect, you know, makeup is one of those things that the trends change time and year after year. But so you're always going to learn, but, you know, get your style, you know, the style of makeup of what you want to do down past, because that's going to transcend to your brand of who you are and how you're marketing yourself. And, you know, I did a lot of things for free. And, you know, it was an investment, even though I wasn't getting paid.
That's right.
It was an investment.
That's right.
You know, reach the right people and make the right connections. And a lot of times I did, you know, favors for people that I thought were not just anyone, but people who are great people, you know, and those things come back to you. So I think that is definitely what happened with me. You know, I made the right connections. You know, people are watching you even though they might not talk to you, but they're
That's
watching
right.
you. So,
That's
you know,
right.
my advice would just be that, you know, make sure that you're a genuine person, you're professional, you know, on top of having the skills.
Mimi, you are dropping so much knowledge, and I'm so glad you're saying all this so people that are listening now or later can hear that you're being honest. You know, you did stuff for free. Everybody thinks, you know, they're a boss and they can command millions of dollars, but in reality, when you own a business and you're starting out, you do stuff for free. You never know how it's going to pay dividends in the future. So I'm so glad you said that. I really am.
Absolutely.
I think that's some great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now you own your own business. You said started last. You opened it last May. The Glamator. I love the name. How did you come up with the name, actually?
So funny. The name, it was not my original name. I had the name of the glossary forever. And I checked it, and I was like, oh, it's not taken. It's just a blog somewhere, but it's not a store. And I waited. And by the time I was trying to register, some salon in South Carolina pops up called the glossary. I was like, no.
Oh.
So then I was so disturbed and distraught. And I was sitting with my aunt, who I'm very close. She's like a mother. And she's like, what's the problem? I'm like, well, my name is taken. She's like, so you can come up with something else. And she's like, something glam. I'm like, ah, glam is taken all over the place. And she's like, well, just brainstorm. And so I used to have a business called P3 Lab, which stood for Posh Pretty Perfection, and it was a laboratory theme. So I took the laboratory theme and put glam in front of it. So that's how I came up with the glamatory.
I like it.
And I like it. People like it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what challenges have you faced? You know, everybody, if you go to Instagram, YouTube, it's like everybody and their mom is doing makeup, right? So what mm-hmm. challenges have you faced with, you know, trying to grow yourself as an established actual makeup artist? Have you faced any challenges, and how did you overcome
those challenges? Oh, yeah, any entrepreneur has challenges almost on a daily basis. I have, you know, unique challenges here because, you know, I've become a quote-unquote, you know, established artist here in Atlanta.
That's right.
So, you know, because of the brand that I've built, I don't have a problem with getting clients as, you know, someone that's starting out. However, my challenge now has become, you know, now I have a storefront and, you know, it's, you know, managing employees that are working under me and, you know, it might not necessarily be something that I do, but now all those people, whatever they do in the glamatory reflects me. So it's a different issue that I haven't had to face. Now, I'm not having issues, but it's definitely a different take on things, going from just being a freelancer to now you're a boss of others. So
yeah, you're a boss.
that's been a different challenge because I'm used to just managing myself, you know.
But I guess that HR
background kind of kicked in.
Exactly, exactly. And you're a mom, you know. Hey, you're
yes.
a mom. What mom
oh,
can
that's
do so
big.
Many,
yeah.
so many
how,
things.
How could yes. I miss that?
Now, in terms of like makeup tips, because a lot of people, I mean, I use, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite like make? I buy MAC and I spent so much money on MAC and I'm just like, ugh. But is MAC a good brand that you would stand behind? Or what are some of your favorite makeup brands to use?
Sure. I think every person is definitely different because there's different skin types and, you know, skin tones. And I would say that MAC is probably the biggest brand that has the most color range. So you could pretty much match anyone to a MAC foundation. I think, you know, they definitely capitalize on that. I am more of a, and like I said, it depends on who's in my chair, right? But I'm more of that natural glam type of person. So I do use MAC, but I use it more as a color line. Like I like their eyeshadows and lipsticks and stuff like that. Foundation-wise, I actually just got into using Becca Cosmetics. I really like that line. I like Makeup Forever, but then also for folks who don't have the resources to spend all kind of money on foundation, I actually like Black Opal for women of color. If you guys have ever used Black Opal, it's really, really great.
Oh, wow.
And
there, okay.
I mean, there's a lot of brands. Like, I actually like Milani. Their lipsticks are great, you know, over the counter. But then there's, you know, I could name drop a lot of brands that I like. There's different things that I like from different brands. But those are just some of my favorites.
Awesome. We are chatting live with Mimi J. Now, in terms of, like, especially for, you know, women of color, is there any, like, shades that you would, like, recommend in terms of, like, or process steps, like foundation first, then you do your eyes, then you do your lips? I mean, is there any, like, just general makeup tips for us trying to stay young and not spend a fortune on makeup, you know?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll just say my everyday, I am a mom, and most people don't have the kind of time to spend an hour on your face every
day. That's right.
So I would say if anything invest in a nice concealer, because you can, you know, I have bags, sad to say, but I have dark circles, not bags, I have dark circles. So I live by concealer and, you know, spot correct little spots that you might have on your face. Whether you use a tinted moisturizer or a powder foundation, you know, you can quickly put that on after your concealer. I always like blush. I just feel like it makes you look a little younger. eyeliner, okay. Mascara, and a little pop of color on the lips, and you're out the door.
And you're out the door. I love it. So blush, wow, that's a tip. So blush makes you look younger, and you just, you know, pick a certain color, and wow, that's
mm-hmm.
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. We're going to pay a bill, and then we'll be back. We have 10 more minutes to chat with Mimi. We'll be right back. Mimi, hold on, okay? We'll be right back in less than 30 seconds.
Hair Yum is the fastest-growing vegan hair care product on the market. Hair Yum can transform your hair with one wash. Cleanse with no harsh chemicals, sulfates, or detergents. The Hair Yum collection is available now at hairyum.com. Take the challenge. Go vegan. Get Hair Yum at hairyum.com. That's hairyum.com. Your hair will thank you for it.
All right. We are back. I'm chatting live with celebrity makeup artist, mompreneur, and speaker at Dare to Aspire, Mimi J. So, Mimi, one of the things some people might not have or might not know what to expect in terms of payment when they go to a makeup artist to get a professional makeup. Can you share some of your prices that you charge if I have a wedding coming up or if I have an event and I want to look real dolled up? I come to you. What can I expect in terms of money
and
spending?
This is a great topic. I'm going to speak in general terms, right? Because I think most clients have never, maybe they've gotten their makeup done for their prom and wedding. That's like the only two times they've, you know, gotten their makeup done. Unless you're someone that is, you know, on TV or you're a model or something like
that.
Right. So this is really for that average person who does not get their makeup done a lot. I think when you're choosing an artist, you want to look at, you know, of course, their work. Do they have a portfolio? And also how long they've been working, you know, level of experience and what their clientele is like. You know, I've had the struggle with the payment thing before. You know, as you grow as an artist, you know, I went from starting out doing faces at $35 back in 2007, you know, because I wanted to learn and I wanted to get the experience.
That's right.
You know, but now, you know, there's no way, you know, makeup, let's just think, a MAC foundation is $30 in itself, and you want me to use MAC on you. And you think of all the things that you're putting on a person's face, plus their time, and if they travel to you. So you have to account for those types of things, because some people who've never, you know, never gotten their makeup done, or maybe it's once or twice, they're like, oh, my God, $100, that's outrageous. But you want it to have, you know, makeup forever on your face, and you want me to drive 30 minutes to you, and you want me to spend an hour on your face. So, you know, that's the reason that you're paying those types of prices for an artist with experience, you know. If you don't have that type of budget, there is a shortcut, but you're taking a chance. But you can always go to the counter. And, like, I used to work at Saks Fifth Avenue for a little while, and you can go get your face made for free. I think you have to like buy a product or something like that. But
you're right.
But you're taking a gamble on who's going to do your makeup.
And that's just cheap. I mean, please. if you have an event or something, I believe, because I'm an entrepreneur, and you're right, every business, everybody wants to hook up, everybody wants free, everybody wants this. So I believe in paying people. And it's just like, pay the, if you can get a discount, but don't go to the makeup counter. You have an event, you might be waiting, the makeup might not look good. You want a trusted professional. So
exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. I mean, it is, you know, the motto of you get what you pay for, you know.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Now, another question actually came via email about taking off makeup. A lot of people go to the club, go to the park, whatever, and they sleep in their makeup. Is that like an ultimate no-no? You should always pick up your makeup?
That is a definite ultimate no-no. That spills into skincare. Your makeup can only look as good as your skin is. We're makeup artists, not musicians. we can apply the makeup, but if you get up close, I mean, of course, we can cover things, but, you know, don't you want to put your makeup on in 20 minutes and be out the door versus you're spending a lot of time correcting skin problems and issues that could be avoided by just, you know, taking care of your skin. So definitely taking off your makeup is definitely a number one thing to do, because even people don't even think about washing their pillowcases as often as they should. Just oils from your hair and your face getting in that. That can cause acne breakouts. And then also cleaning the makeup brushes that you're using. People don't think about cleaning their brushes as often as they should. So those are just some things to try to help, you know, eliminate some of those breakouts. Because sometimes people are thinking, oh, it's the makeup. And, hey, it could be makeup, but there are other factors that could be causing breakouts and changes in your skin, too.
Wow, as I'm talking to you, Mimi, it's like I have a ton of questions in terms of my, because I'm trying to be like, oh, for me, like my makeup. Do you offer classes where you teach people, okay, here's how you make up, this is how you pick a foundation for your skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you offer classes?
Absolutely. We offer them at the Glamatory, and I also come on location, too. But, yeah, I do. I usually have my clients. Yeah, I usually have them come in and bring their current makeup bag and brushes that they currently own, and then I just suggest things that they might not have and go through step by step.
Wow, now that is amazing. I'm always thinking about something business. Like that. If you're doing that, I think that's amazing. Hype that up, because a lot of people want to know. And then also I just had this thought, you know, having your own makeup line, you know, why not? Mimi do it. So,
well, I do have something in the making.
God always talks. I tell people always like, oh, we get so many requests for speakers, right, for Dare to Inspire, thousands of people. And it's like God tells me exactly who I want to speak at Dare to Inspire. And look at how God just told me. I was like, makeup line. So, Mimi, can you share about your what's in the future for you and anything you want to share with our listeners?
Absolutely. So I'm actually putting the line out under my store, The Glamatory. But the first launch will be in April. I have an eyelash collection coming out of Foss Meek Eyelashes. So that's coming out in April. And then, probably early to late May, I have a lip, which I call lip potion. I have a lip collection coming out.
Love it. Oh, Mimi,
yeah,
we got to talk.
And then I
love
also
it.
Have
love
some, let's see, eyeshadow palettes, and then a special collection of makeup brushes coming in the fall. So I do have some things coming up very, very soon.
Yay! Now, I hope you're going to put your lashes on me so I can be batting my eyes at Dare to Inspire and, you know, showing all off the lashes
if you have them by April 8th.
Yeah, yay, I love it. Move over, Kylie. We have Mimi with her lip gloss. Okay. No, I'll just. So Mimi, no, in all seriousness, I love it. So now, Mimi, in terms of a lot of people always want to know, how do you balance it all? You own your storefront. You're a makeup artist to celebrities and everyday people, brides, you know, everyday, and your mom, you know. How do you balance, and what tips can you share for other moms that maybe want to start their own business?
Sure. I'm going to start by saying support system, because I would not be able to do half the things that I do without building a great support system. You know, you're going to need the babysitter or the person to help out even this, maybe not even helping with babysitting, but lending you a hand when you need, putting things together for your business and so forth. So I definitely, you know, want to thank my family and friends for being that support system for me. That's key. And then other than that, it's organization skills and knowing how to multitask. I have like a written calendar that I write things in. Like I have a day for social media, a day for answering my emails for hours at a time. I think being more organized is definitely key as well.
Excellent, excellent. Is there anything that you wish, like you know now, maybe it's from working with celebrities or getting, that you wish you knew when you first started? And you can think about that and, you know, or if there's anything that, wow, if I had known that, I would have done this differently, and that you can share in terms of the makeup business and the industry.
Sure. I don't think anything happens for, you know, by coincidence. And even the things that I made a mistake on, it's fine because there's a lesson. So I would say a lesson is knowing that in any entrepreneur effort, you're going to fail at some point. But what you do after you fail is going to be the deciding factor of your success. I think sometimes I was just scared. You know, have you ever had an idea and you're like, that's just such a great idea, and you're scared to do that idea because those fears come in. But then you look maybe a year later and you see that idea is in play with someone else and you're like, gosh, I should have did that. You know, I won't get all religious, but I feel like God plants seeds in us. And what we do with those seeds is up to us, whether we sow those seeds and let them harvest and grow. And guess what? He might plant those same seeds in someone else if you don't do anything with it.
Love it. Very true. Wow. Very true.
So that's definitely one of those things. There were other ideas in the past that I felt like I could have executed. But another big lesson is, as I go on with my career, and this is something hard too, because it goes with, you know, the pay question. It's like you have to understand your worth. There's always going to be people coming at you, and they may not offer you what you're really worth. You know what I mean? So at some point you have to stand your ground and understand that and look at yourself as a business, you know, and it's not all personal. That's a very big lesson and something that I had to learn. Sometimes it's okay to say no.
Very true. Wow, 30 seconds left. Now, Mimi, please tell people again how they can reach you. And wow, this has been an amazing show. Thank you. Tell people how they can reach you.
So fast.
I know.
You can reach me personally on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Mimi J Online, MimiJoNline. And you can check out my store, The Glamatory. It's www.theglamatory is glamatory.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Mimi. I can't wait to see you in a month's time at Dare to Aspire. Thank you so much for your time today. This has been so much fun.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, thank you. All right. Bye. Y'all, bye. Next week, we have another two shows, and we're also going to have a Twitter party. So stay tuned. Check out Dare to Aspire. We're going to have a Twitter party about our conference, so you don't want to miss it. All right, everyone, have a fabulous Wednesday. All right, bye.